not raced a lot of town covering the Yankees. Yeah, I know. He's been gone for 4 days, and he's 16 minutes late.
Hey!
Oh, okay, Matthew.
Oh, we
got to
clean up aisle 2.
All right. Here
we go.
I'm
Gregory's done. And Matthew's done. And Allie's done. Okay. Cookie. Cookie. And Cookie. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ray. I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah, my 5-year-old daughter, and twin, almost 2-year-old boys. My parents live across the street. That's right. Truth is, I'd do anything for my family. Deborah! Honey! Somebody! Call my father! I'm hyperventilating!
Honey, I don't know how I survived 4 days by myself.
I know. Hey, nobody hates going on the road more than me. It's miserable for me out there. Hey, look at this. Cal Ripken signed my hat.
Oh, that's great. Look at this. Gregory spit up on my shirt.
I'm not trading.
Okay. Just be happy you made it home for my birthday. That's all I can say.
Oh, what? Of course I made it home for your birthday.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Your birthday is Sunday. That's right. Big party.
And how old am I going to be?
I know that.
Ray? How old?
All right. I just have to backtrack. Let's see, when I proposed, you were 23.
Mm-hmm.
You said no.
Right.
Then I proposed, you were 24.
No again.
Right. Then I took a year off to regroup.
Yep.
Then I came back with a job, boom, married. That would make you 32-ish.
All right, I'll accept that.
Good, because, big party.
No, you know what? I don't want the party. I just want a nice day at home with my favorite husband and my kids, okay?
Okay. And I guess my parents and my brother, too, right? My parents and my brother? What?
Ray, it's just that, look, you know, I love them. They're my family, too. But I was wondering if perhaps we wouldn't have them over on Sunday.
Well, why not?
Well, it's just, you know, honey, every day that you were gone, they dropped by. And then your dad is always waking up the kids, and now they don't even call first.
Well, they live across the street. Why should they call? It's quicker just to come by.
I know.
It's like we're on the way.
No. We are the way. We are where they're going.
You see, now you're exaggerating a little.
You're home.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. I saw your car pull up before. You didn't call.
No.
Hi, Deborah. I brought you some baking soda for your fridge. I smelled something questionable.
From across the street?
No. When I was here yesterday.
Okay.
Ooh, it's worse.
Okay, all right. Ma, listen, Ma, we can buy our own baking soda. Right?
I know, sweetie, but you don't. Ooh, what have we here? Oh, I'll get you some club soda for that, too.
No, Ma, we have club soda, Ma.
No, your father finished it. I'll see you later.
Oh, it comes from love. Look, if you want, maybe I'll talk to my father about it.
Well, while you're talking to him, would you mind mentioning the answering machine?
Is he playing back the messages again? I changed the code.
Well, he cracked it.
Hope everyone's doing good. And Deborah, you ought to call Linda back. She sounds like she had a very interesting visit to the gyno.
That's funny. That's you know, it's not for everybody, okay? Look, he's fooling around. That's what he does. He's like one of those guys. What do you call him? An idiot.
But do we have to bring your brother over?
Well, my brother lives with them. He doesn't like staying alone.
He's 40, Ray.
Come on, he loves the kids.
It's just like the way Robert eats. You know, the way he has to touch every bite to his chin before he puts it in his mouth. It's weird.
What, that's an idiosyncrasy. It's like when he's counting and he gets to the number 12 and he has to take his shoes off.
How did he ever become a police sergeant?
Because he's a good cop and they didn't make him count. Or eat.
I don't know, Ray. It's just that it's, you know, every day. And between them and the kids, I just feel...
lucky?
Ray!
All right. Look, I'm home now. Maybe you need a break. I'll tell you, why don't you go out with Linda tomorrow night?
Why, to leave the kids with your parents?
No, I'll do the kids. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, hey, how about the time you went to your aunt's for 3 days?
I took the kids with me.
Yeah, but I fed myself.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Ray.
Come on. Keep it down, Leo. Just got him to sleep.
I'm sorry. Hey, want to go over to Nemo's, get a slice?
Leo, my kids aren't fish, okay? You can't just sprinkle food over the crib and leave.
Call your mother.
Oh, I can't. Deborah's got this thing about them coming over too much lately.
I got the club soda. Leo, hi.
Hey, Miss B.
How you doing?
Miss B.
Yeah.
Would you mind maybe sitting with the kids for a little bit while Raymond and I went out and got some pizza?
No, no.
Not at all. But where's Deborah?
She went to the movies with Linda.
The movies?
Yes.
Some people get delivered up. Go ahead, you guys, go ahead. Go, get your pizza. You deserve it.
You rot, Mrs. B. Come on, let's go.
No, no. No, no. Listen, Deborah doesn't want me to leave them without me.
You're leaving them with me. They're sleeping. Go on. Go with your friend.
Well, I want to, but I can't.
Yeah, we know. You're worried. You're concerned. We're all crying buckets here. Come on, let's go.
All right, it's 8:30. 1 hour. We'll be gone 1 hour.
Would you go? Come on, you're insulting me. I raised you, didn't I?
Oh, God, you raised me.
You don't leave a note, you just leave. We're looking all over for you.
Where'd you look?
We thought we'd start here.
Where are the kids?
Oh, no, they're sleeping. They're sleeping.
Hey, I just want to see them. Come on, it's early. I just want to see the kids. They can sleep when we go.
No. You want to see something? Huh? A $120 receipt from Victoria's Secrets.
Holy crap. What the hell's a bustier?
When did he get this?
Oh, that's an award your brother got for his sports column.
Never ends for Raymond.
Oh, poor Robbie.
Everybody loves Raymond. I go to work, people shoot at me. Ray goes to work, people do the wave. Then he sits down, has a hot dog, doodles on a piece of paper. They give him a trophy.
To tell you the truth, I think that Raymond is wasting his life writing sports. I mean, a writer should be writing short stories and poetry.
You think I'm wasting my life?
Well, it's different with you, dear.
Look who's up!
Everybody, Deborah's gonna be okay. All right, I'm gonna ask you quickly and quietly move to your nearest exit.
It's the fourth quarter.
Dad, please buckle up and go.
Get When somebody does you a favor, you're supposed to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You're wonderful grandparents. You're not evil at all.
Let me just smell their heads once more.
Dad, please. Please, Dad.
It's the fountain of youth. I'm sucking in that youth.
Dad, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Let go of their heads. Let go of their heads. I'll give you money. Do you
hey,
want the
save
money?
Save your money. You're going to need it. Victoria's not a secret anymore.
We'll see you Sunday at Deborah's party.
Okay. Thanks again. Thanks again, Ma.
Nice trophy.
Hey. Hey, I was just checking the kids.
Oh, great.
Still sleeping like logs.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this place.
What?
It's spotless. You cleaned up for me.
Well, you're not the maid.
Oh, Ray. Oh, you're so wonderful. Hey, listen, I'm just going to look at the kids real quick, okay?
Okay. I think I'm having sex. Oh. Good old sex. Oh, I'm gonna do new stuff. Hi, honey.
Ray.
What?
Why do the boys' heads smell like Old Spice?
What?
Your father was here. And sucking the youth out of their heads again, huh? And your brother was here, too. Just found this Fruit Loop on Matthew's chin. Are you gonna tell me what happened here tonight, Ray, or do I have to call your parents?
No, please, no, don't call the parents. No, okay. I put him to sleep.
Yeah.
And my mother came over, and then I went out with Leo.
What? You left the kids with your mom?
No, my father and brother were here, too.
Oh,
and
what?
I got rid of them. I got rid of them, and then I did some cleaning. Huh? You notice the cleaning down there.
Okay, why did they have to be here? What was so important that you had to go out for?
Pizza.
Pizza! Pizza!
Did you see the mess? You should have seen it. They woke the kids up.
What?
Oh,
Ray,
the pizza wasn't even good.
You told me that you were going to stay and watch the kids.
I know, right? I know, but...
But what, Ray?
I don't
know. One thing. Your folks are not coming over on Sunday. That is my birthday, and I should be allowed one day of peace without them. And you know what? I want you to call them and tell them that that's what we want. Because they need to get the message that we have our own lives and we're entitled to a little privacy.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So you'll tell them.
I can't do that.
What is this hold they have on you? I'm just asking you for me. Please, can we celebrate my birthday alone?
I can't uninvite them.
You can't. Well, then, maybe I won't be there.
Oh, stop it. Don't. Don't sleep on the couch. I just cleaned down there.
Your brother's working and your father's out buying one of those bowls for your toilet. So I got the whole house to myself. Is that my large fork?
Yeah, it is. That's why I came by here. I wanted to return this.
Oh, well, I didn't want to say anything, but that happens to be a very good fork.
I know. That's why it took so long. I love it. Listen, Ma, I wanted to talk to you about Deborah's birthday.
Oh, my God, talking about birthdays. Your birthday gift to me finally came this morning. And did you know you sent me a box of pears?
Yeah.
From a place called Fruit of the Month?
That's right. How are they?
Oh, they're very nice pears. But there's so many of them. There are over a dozen pears. What am I supposed to do with all those pears?
Well, I think you're supposed to eat them, Ma.
Myself?
You and Dad and Robert.
How many pears can Robert eat? Oh, look, I appreciate the thought, Raymond, but please don't ever send us any more food again, okay? Thanks, darling.
Well, another box is coming next month.
What? More pears?
No. No, it's a different fruit every month.
Every month?
Yes, yes. That's why they call it Fruit of the Month Club.
It's a club? Oh, my God. What am I going to do with all this fruit?
Well, most people like it, Ma. You share it. Share it with all your friends.
Which friends?
I don't know. Lee and Stan.
Lee and Stan buy their own fruit.
Oh, oh, give it away.
Why did you do this to me?
God.
I can't talk. There's too much fruit in the house.
Oh, what is happening? I'm sorry, Ma.
Hey, Marie. Oh, Ray! Oh,
do you know that the fruit keeps coming month after month? He's got us in some kind of a cult.
It's not a cult, Ma. It's a club.
What do you mean month after month? For how long?
A year.
My God, are you out of your mind?
I'm so sorry, Dad.
What do you think we are, invalids? We can't go out and get our own fruit?
I'm trying to tell them.
All right, I'm canceling the fruit club.
Good. Thank you, Raymond. Thank you. And don't do that again.
Like we don't have enough problems.
All right. Okay, listen, I got to talk about the party.
Oh, the party?
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, I was thinking... There isn't going to be a party.
Who's dead?
Nobody's dead, Dad. We're not going to have a party.
You got to have a party. I beg.
Well, we're not.
I never heard of such a thing.
We're not having a party because I'm surprising Deborah. I'm taking her to Bear Mountain.
Bear Mountain.
That's right. I want to do something special for her. And this is a surprise, all right? So you can't go telling her anything. All right? So thank you very much.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna go. Wait, just 1 minute now. Here, wait. It's a long trip to Bear Mountain. Take fruit.
Hey.
Raymond gets the pears, too.
They all went down for a nap. But this over the top is the best birthday I have ever had.
Oh, hey, what are you doing?
No, just letting in the light. It's
beautiful. It's still your birthday, though. We want to have a nice, cozy birthday. Huh? Isn't that cozy?
I know what you're up to. Come
you do?
Yeah. Come here.
Oh,
come
here. Yeah, this is what I'm up to. Yeah. Ooh. I thought this only happened on my birthday.
Ray, I'm so glad you set your parents straight,
me too.
Doesn't it feel good to be honest with them?
It does feel good. Mm. Not as good as this, so. You're 100% right. I don't know what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
We live here.
We thought you were in Bear Mountain.
Bear Mountain? Who told you that?
Raymond!
You want to holster the weapon, Rob?
Well?
Okay, I lied to everybody. I was trying to make everybody happy.
Nice job.
Oh, I should have known better. Why? Especially with my parents, the only people who treat a box of fruit like it's plutonium. I chickened out. I made a mistake. I chickened out. All right, look. The truth is, Deborah wanted us to have a day to ourselves. And me too. But Deborah's the one. She's got it... she's got it very hard around here, though she's never said that to me. I've noticed it. Like, Dad. Yeah, I know you try to be funny, but... Like with the twins. Maybe you shouldn't say, I think little Matthew has homosexual tendencies. And Ma, you can't be so critical. And if you're going to be critical, could you please call before you come over here, really, so we could be ready for it? Both of you, could you both call? We have to prepare. There's bills and receipts we hide, and then we chant a little. Now listen, we love you both, but this is our house and Deborah's my wife. And if you can't accept what I'm telling you, well, then you can't come over here anymore. Unless you called first. That's it. I think I did it all right.
What? This has nothing to do with me.
Oh, yeah, Robert, could you try not to eat native kids?
You know, if you just wanted a day to yourself, all you had to do is say so. We'd understand.
Of course we'd understand. What's not to understand? When did he get so sensitive?
He's a writer.
Happy birthday.
I'm shaking.
Oh, honey, you were great. You were just great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come here. Come here.
Hey, maybe you should put on that bustier.
What are you doing?
Okay, we'll try again on my birthday.